My name is Joel Vanderskel. I'm one of the pastors here. And it's just an honor to be together with you tonight. This holy night, this special night. And it really isn't like any other time of the year. It's so unique. And these types of celebrations and these types of moments, they're good for the heart, right? Because we get to be together with family and friends and loved ones. We get to be a part of something that's bigger than us. It's been going on for a long time. And it's good to take some time to slow down and to focus on the goodness of God. And it's a very good thing to be the recipients of God's gracious love. And we get to be that tonight, not just tonight, but especially tonight as we celebrate. We're gathered together because of the grace of God. And if you haven't been with us this whole month, we've been talking about the presence of God. But the foundation of that presence is God's grace. His undeserved favor bestowed upon us, the objects of his love. We don't deserve it, but we have it irrevocably. And we're gathered together tonight because of God's grace. And I'm sure there's a limitless number of things God could be doing tonight, but he delights in spending time with us. He delights in our worship, and when we worship him, it's a delight for us too. And so we gather in the presence of God by the grace of God, and he is here with us. And that's a beautiful thing. If anything tonight, may your hearts be full of gratitude because of the grace of God. Grace that gives us life and being. Grace that brings faith and hope. Grace that unites us into a common community. And grace that bore us a Savior. Would you bow your heads and pray with me? We're going to ask God to bless us tonight. Holy Father, Heavenly Father, as we set aside this time tonight, I pray that you would come into it. Pray that we could see you. Some of us are going to be reading verses, listening to verses, singing songs we've sung before, but I pray that they would be deep and rich with meaning. You'd allow us to connect to those spaces in our hearts that maybe we haven't touched in a while, those places where we owe you worship, we owe you focus or silence, honor. Would you be with us tonight? Would you open up our minds and our ears, our eyes to your word, to what you have for us? In your name we pray. Amen. So in case you hadn't noticed, it's Christmas Eve. It's an obvious moment for celebration if there ever was one. But I must admit, I'm not very good at celebrating things. Just not naturally good at it. You might say I'm terrible at it, whether it's like birthdays or holidays or wins in life. I'm more of that, I got something else to do. I got the next thing to do kind of a guy. I know some of you can relate, right? I sometimes attempt running, not very often, but every once in a while. My family knows, probably been a long time on this, but sometimes I run with our dog, Ranger. He's a big dog, big paws, good girth, good strength. But his focus is different than mine when it comes to running. Every once in a while, he'll just stop. Sometimes it's fine. He's running alongside of me. It's all good. But every once in a while, he just stops and he just sniffs something on the road. Like he's not attached to me or something along those lines. But he is. And I stop too because he's big. But I don't want to stop. I'm on a mission. I just want to keep going. I got a place to go. I actually hate running. So part of it is I just got to finish. I don't want to stop. I want to finish. Celebration kind of feels like that to me sometimes. We can celebrate when we're dead, right? Let's just keep running for now. Some of you are nodding your heads, right? You get that drive, that sense of let's just keep going. Let's get it done. Some of you are like, oh, no, we can't. We got to celebrate. And you're right. We do. Celebration is an important part of God's world. It's an important gift that he has given to us as part of how he's made us. I have a friend who is great at celebrations, and so literally when I have the presence of mind to know there's something to celebrate, I go to her and I ask her, how should we celebrate this thing? And she tells me, and I do it because she's got good celebratory instincts. But my personality is that driving forward kind. It's good for productivity, but it misses this gift of God, this grace of God, that God gave us the ability to look back in addition to seeing and existing and being in the present moment and to looking ahead toward what's to come. And we need all three. And we have that full range of capability, and we're going to do all three of those things together tonight. God modeled celebration himself when he created for 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. And he set that seventh day aside, and he called it holy. And he made it a day for remembrance. And culturally, we've blown that out of the water. We don't have that kind of a rhythm, generally speaking. But it's never lost its importance to God. And he made us to stop and to rest, and in the resting, to reflect and to celebrate. And he gave us that weekly rhythm as a gift. And he's also given us seasonal rhythms like this one as a gift. Because we were meant to be a people who would hold on to the things that matter, the things that are true. And when we celebrate, we reflect and we affirm what is good. And this allows us to look back, right, and to see what is good in the past, but it also allows us to see what's good in the present and what we have coming. It also allows us a moment to see if we've gotten off course, to assess. We get to look from where we are, we look back, and we get a chance to see, hey, are we on course? If these things that we're celebrating today are good and right, how are we doing with them? If we stop remembering who we are or where we've come, it's entirely possible we will lose our way along the path. And celebration provides us an anchor to that path. The Gospel of Luke records a true moment in our history that happened just over 2,000 years ago when God sent an angel to a young woman named Mary. I love the way the kids tell that story in the video. Here's how it reads in the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and will give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, and his kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." Fair question. And then the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be to me fulfilled." And then the angel left her. And you know what? God's word didn't fail. Mary conceived and delivered a baby boy named Jesus. And though he is the Son of God, he was born in the humblest of circumstances. No audience present save for his mother and father and the few animals that were there in the barn / stable manger thing, right? And yet, over the course of time, billions of people have celebrated the birth of this child. And appropriately so, for he is the Savior of us all. His life, and eventually also his death and his resurrection, paved the way for God's people to be saved, for our salvation. And we've spent this Advent season in just 3 verses in the book of Titus, and I want to read them for you one more time this evening. Titus 2. "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." We have the whole vantage point in these 3 verses, right? We have a look back, something God promised, something that appeared. We have the present, and we have the future that's coming. There are many instances of God's grace given in history, but Titus 2:11 is pointing to the reason for the season, right? The birth of Jesus, the creator of the universe, sent Jesus to be born to us. That was grace. And Jesus agreed. And the Holy Spirit finalized the travel plans. And the grace of God appeared to offer salvation to all people. And the Gospel of Matthew records these words: "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. God with us. Now that is truly something to celebrate. The people of God have been celebrating this moment for millennia, and we continue to praise him for this moment tonight, because through Jesus, we have forgiveness of our sins. We have a restored relationship with God. We have an eternity with him. We have power and the ability to depend on him in the moment. We have gifts untold that we haven't even unwrapped yet from him. This celebration tonight certainly allows us this moment to look back and to see what God's given us, but it also invites us to be present in this moment, this one. I don't quite know how to describe this moment, but I know it matters. If I was the author of the story, I'd know where you've come from. I'd know what's happened in your life, the tales along the way. I'd know how all that past pours meaning into the present for you. I'm not the author of your story, but he is here with us tonight. A loving father who knows you. He knows every moment, including this one. He's been present for every moment. And he gave us the gift and the ability to celebrate this moment, because it's the only one we can be in. And as we exist here and we look around the landscape around us, we see everything that we can perceive, right? We see our fears, our uncertainties, our pains, our victories, our joys, the things we anticipate, our need. It's all here, and God sees it. And your life matters to him. And you're meant to be here. I don't know where next, but this is the moment God has for you. And when we come together as a community, we can certainly look back and see Jesus, but we also acknowledge him in the present moment, because the grace of God is here. Are you in need? Are you hurting? Are you excited? Are you celebrating? The grace of God is here, and as Rick reminded us last week on Sunday, so is the power of God. Friends, part of the reason that we celebrate is to remember who it is that we worship now. We worship a God whose word will never fail. The birth of Jesus reminds us that God is with us even in this moment. It's the very nature of Jesus. It's his name, Emmanuel, God with us. And the author of your story knows exactly how to describe this moment. And whatever you face, the grace of God and the power of God are present in this holy moment. This moment of celebration is also one for reflecting and waiting. I'm one of those people that leads a family that has chosen to use a real Christmas tree every year. And so there's always a time in December where we go get one. And normally I'm all on board, but for some reason this year, I just was in a sour mood right from the beginning. Something weird about the night. It was like 30, 40 mile an hour winds, 60 degrees. It was the middle of the week. We couldn't go on the weekend because life's been crazy in December. And so the normal place we go is closed, and so we're going to this like self-service lot. So it's all an adventure. Didn't find a tree at the first lot. Drove to the second lot. I'm carrying the smallest kids on the tree cart. They're much heavier than the tree, by the way, now. And the grass isn't mowed, right? It's just like, And then we get a tree. It takes a while to get one, to secure one. The kids cut it down this year. That was, good job, guys. Never seen that happen before. That was amazing. We're in a new era. They even like carried it back, which is also amazing. I appreciate that. But two trunk tree, which is not cool for the tree stand, as it turns out. It didn't go in the truck very well, because I have a truck. Normally I just throw it in the back, but all the Christmas gifts that I'd purchased earlier that day were in the back. I need to keep them secret. So had to attach it to the top of the truck, which turns out not to be an easy thing to do, but did it, got it home. did not fit in the tree stand terribly well, did not stand up terribly well. None of those four pins, as it turns out, attached to any portion of the base of the tree. So we leaned it in such a way as that it wants to fall on the people in the living room, and you need like 80-pound test fishing line attached to the windows to hold it up. And that's how it is. At least last I saw it, that's how it was. So hopefully it'll hold till tomorrow morning. I just was not in a great place. And so by the time we got the tree up, everybody's asking, how's the tree? And the kids are all like decorating it. And they were doing a great job decorating it together. It was a moment. And I'm like in the kitchen just washing dishes on to the next chore. Sometimes I find myself in life, I'm just running. I'm just driving forward as if moving is the greatest value. I don't even know where I'm going. And I miss the moment. And when we celebrate the way God intended, we don't miss the moment, we catch it. What does God have for you in this special moment tonight? How is your path? How have your previous chapters gone? How is he in the move in your life? These are things to consider on a time like this, on a night like this. We exist now in this in-between. We're in the middle, right? Between the humble first appearing of Jesus and his glorious reappearing that is yet to come. And in the moment in between, we thrive through gratitude and dependence. And celebration offers us both the opportunity to praise God and to thank him for what he's done and to lay this current chapter that we're in at his feet. But this moment will give way to others. We don't know how many. We don't know what they're going to look like. But we do know that God's word will not fail. He made us the promise. He's preparing a place for us. And when the time is right, Jesus will return. Not as a fragile baby in a manger, but as a king, clothed in glory. This Christmas Eve, we celebrate what God has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. Our future is secured by a promise that cannot fail, and nothing in this world can break it. And not only will Jesus come in glory, but he will employ grace yet again and invite us into that glory, the kind that we don't deserve, but he's given us anyway. This is what awaits us on our path. This is the direction that we are heading. And we won't get there by human effort or a straight Christmas tree or a life well crafted. But we will arrive by grace. This holy night, we celebrate a God who is gracious to us, beginning and middle and end, wherever we are. Friends, in this holy moment tonight, I urge you to dive deep into the grace of God, to look back, to see what he's done, to give him everything that you feel and need in the present, and not forget the promises that he has coming for us in the future. Let's pray. Holy Father, I delight in you. I delight in who you are. And your faithfulness. I am so grateful that nothing can cause your words to fail, that every promise that you've uttered will come to pass. I'm so grateful for that. And humbled in this moment because I can't even remember them all. But as we celebrate tonight, Lord, whatever our celebrations look like, wherever we're coming to you from in life, Lord, I pray that you would meet us. Pray you'd meet us in our need. Pray you would cause us graciously to remember. And I pray that you would help us to hold on to what you have for us in the future. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of celebration. Thank you so much more that you've given us something amazing to celebrate. We honor you this night in your holy name. Amen.